House Republicans are promising to crawl into every dark corner of the Veterans Affairs Department to administer oversight. Now, this pledge comes from Congressman Jeff Miller. He abruptly ended a Veterans Affairs Committee hearing yesterday. He cited the lack of substantive answers from VA officials about how much the agency spent on training conferences in 2011 and this year. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on what answers lawmakers don't think they're getting from VA. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So why is Congressman Miller frustrated and promising all this new oversight of the department?
Well, I think he's one of several who are annoyed for several reasons, starting off with a slow response from the Veterans Affairs Department to questions about how much the agency is spending on conferences. Let me give you guys a brief reminder. VA followed in the footsteps of the General Services Administration, infamously, earlier this summer, received a scathing IG report detailing questionable, if not wasteful, spending on conferences in Orlando in August 2011. The IG found VA spent about $6.1 million on two training conferences. They also found VA employees improperly accepted gifts, including room upgrades, meals, limousine services, golf, spa services, even helicopter rides. Auditors also found contract violations and a lack of oversight that led to excessive costs and illegal or wasteful expenditures. Now, so far we know that Chief Human Capital Officer John Spivolda resigned, and the actions of several other employees, as many as 11, are under review for possible disciplinary action. Now, the House committee wants answers not just about the Orlando conference, but about all of VA conference spending over the last few years. Jeff Miller is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee.
Of the 91 total requests of VA made by letter, email, over the telephone, or in meetings, VA has only answered 16. 75 requests are still outstanding. 66 of those are either past 2 weeks or beyond VA's agreed date for delivery of the information. In a touch of irony, VA's testimony for this hearing was almost 8 hours late. We clearly have a problem, and I think we all want to get to the bottom of it, both with respect to conference spending and VA's relationship with this oversight committee.
Now, Miller hoped yesterday's hearing would help answer some of those 66 outstanding questions, but Miller says the answers and the attitudes from VA Deputy Secretary Scott Gould made things worse, not better. Now, I caught up with Congressman Miller after the hearing to find out why he was so frustrated with Gould's answers.
First of all, he would not answer the questions that were being asked. We've only been asking them for months and months and months. And to still and to continue to say that it's because of the 35,000 pages that they provided for the PPV, well, guess what? It's because we've been asking for it over and over again. I'm tired. I am very tired of asking for information, asking for witnesses to come and testify at the committee, and being told that they're not available, asking for staff to be briefed on different issues that are important, told that they're not available to come. I will go as the chairman of this committee anywhere, anytime to visit with a member of VA's leadership, as will the staff, to get answers. I'm tired of the stonewalling.
As you can hear, Jeff Miller, obviously the congressman, is very frustrated with VA's answers. And in fact, Miller also places a lot of the blame on the White House, saying that they give their cabinet secretaries free rein to ignore congressional oversight. But not everyone feels that way. Congresswoman Corrine Brown was the highest-ranking Democrat at yesterday's hearing. She actually defended VA's responses and their timeliness. She says, listen, VA should respond to Congress. There's no doubt about that. But they're really, their goal is to focus on serving veterans, and they need to do that more so than serving Congress. She supported both. She thought that Deputy Secretary Gould and the other members from VA provided decent answers. She thought they were timely with their answers. So she obviously brought it from a different perspective than Congressman Miller, who was obviously frustrated.
Yeah, drastically different approaches, because I can just hear in his voice, it's oozing indignation.
Well, the way he ended the hearing was so abrupt. I mean, it was a pretty congenial hearing. I mean, it went back and forth a little bit, but it was not a lot of fireworks. And then something clicked in him, and he just said, you know what, this, I'm done. This hearing's done. I'm out. And he got up and walked out, and all the reporters were like, whoa. We all got up and followed him out the door, and as you heard, his frustration boiled over into the hallway.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. All right, Jason, let's turn to VA's side of things. What has the department done so far to fix its, well, to make reforms in this area?
Well, what VA actually decided was it wasn't a lack of policies or procedures or even that the conferences were overall wasteful. I mean, obviously, there were pieces that were no good. But overall, Scott Gould says VA employees reported a huge return on investment from those training conferences. For instance, let me just throw out a couple survey results. 78% of the supervisors who sent employees to the conference say that they've seen evidence that their employees use new skills or knowledge on the job after attending the conference. 73% reported that their employees were more motivated as a result of the conference. So as you can see, the conference did have a positive effect. It was money well spent, according to VA. But the problem VA found, and I think the IG highlighted, was a lack of accountability. Filipina Anderson is VA's assistant general counsel. She says a cross-agency group reviewed the policies and came up with a new approach.
The identification of a conference certifying official. That official is SES level, not to be delegated, responsible for exercising due diligence in the development and the planning of the conference, presents it to the undersecretary or assistant secretary, and that concept is then certified and provided to the reviewer and approver for the conference.
Now, VA also named a second official to be responsible and accountable for the execution and management of the conference. This is also a senior executive service position, and that person also responsible for things like using the purchase cards, going, making sure the contract doesn't go beyond its scope, and the overall cost of the conference. Now, these were all the things that the problems were detailed by the IG, and the goal is to actually keep things in line with the estimate and the final plans and an after-action report. Now, VA also created a training and support conference office, is developing a database to track conference spending, and that was a big issue throughout the hearing and over the last few months, is that VA just doesn't know how much they spend on conferences. Now, to their defense, they say, we just don't track it that way. It's not the way our budgets are set up, but that doesn't make Congress any more happier. They still want to know how much you're spending. And they're also, VA also is requiring multi-levels of support and approval for conferences that cost more than $20,000. So as you see, they've made a lot of changes. Now, Scott Gould, again, the Deputy Secretary of VA, says all of these steps and many others will ensure that these types of events that happened in those Orlando conferences do not happen again.
First of all, it's a recognition that there is a problem. We have recognized that publicly. We need a plan to implement, to follow through at every stage to make sure that this does not happen again. We have such a plan. It is published. We are working to implement it now. And we need to communicate effectively to our employees the tremendous responsibility that they bear when they take public resources and focus on service to veterans, that every step of the way our oversight processes are functioning and we're willing to follow up. At the same time, we do not want that desire to bring the ability of our field personnel to their knees, providing paperwork and reports over and over again. So we're looking to find that balancer between clear, decisive oversight and the ability to continue the training, which just about everybody in the room today has recognized we've got to have.
All right, so seems to make sense. But Jason, what was lawmakers' reaction to that? Although I think I can guess, at least from the chairman.
Well, overall, actually, it was actually positive. I mean, I think lawmakers looked at the steps VA's taken and said, okay, these are the right steps. And in fact, I caught up with Miller after the hearing again and say, okay, what do you think of VA's steps? And one of the things he said was, listen, I'm glad they're taking these steps, but they didn't really want to take these steps initially. We asked them to add more oversight, to add more layers in there, and they said initially last year, no, we have enough, we're fine. And then all of a sudden there's a couple bills that pop up and some provisions get stuck in a bill, and all of a sudden VA is changing what they're doing, reading the handwriting on the wall. And in fact, the bill Miller mentioned was H.R. 1627, which is Honoring American Veterans and Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act of 2012, which President Obama signed into law into August. That included a provision requiring VA to report to Congress any conferences costing more than $20,000 or attended by more than 50 employees. The report would cover 9 areas, a couple of them, how much they're paying for per diem, lodging, rental of equipment and halls, refreshments, entertainment, all those issues that kind of popped up during the IG report. Now, real quick, Congresswoman Brown says, hey, VA has done enough steps. But she says, listen, this training is important. VA's got to hire and retain the best workers, and this training comes in. So as you see, two kind of different thoughts, but still people support, I think, VA's steps. And then finally, next steps. So what's going to happen next for VA? Well, Scott Gould, the Deputy Secretary, promised the committee to get answers to those 66 outstanding questions, as well as new ones from the hearing. And those new ones include how much money VA spent on conferences in foreign countries last year, and whether VA spent $1 million for a conference planner for an event in Hawaii for aging veterans, and what type of contract that was. There's concern that that was a no-bid contract, which would be a huge issue, considering that it's an event planner. This is not a special type of skills. So there's more coming from this as we can follow it over the next few months.